Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dibbs, the number one shooting machine on the market. You know, their customer service, even before they were sponsors, was unbelievable. It's one of the reasons I reached out to them and said, I want you to be one of our sponsors on our podcast, because I just believe in their machine so much, and it's just helped our team win so many games. So mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop. It is my baby. It's one of the reasons we're able to keep this free. We're not going to be charging for our podcast or our YouTube channel or anything like that. But it's also run by a high school coach for high school coaches or youth coaches or even college coaches. It's not run by a college. It's not Zoom. It's not all these Zoom calls. It's on court. It's demonstrations. It's videos. It's clinics. It's handouts. It's everything you need to become a better basketball coach in one-stop shop. So if it's not there, I will find it for you. All right, let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, we're going to talk about something that is a difficult topic for everyone, and it's playing time. And if you think about playing time, it's similar to life. It's a finite thing. You know, if you play, maybe you play quarters, maybe you play halves. There can be five players on the court at one specific time. And there's only so many minutes to go around. So it is a finite thing. And, you know, most of the playing time categories fall into a couple different categories. First of all, lack of communication is probably one of the biggest ones. They're not always going to agree with you, but, you know, there's that lack of communication. They don't understand how decisions are made. There's a perceived misalignments, you know, why is so-and-so playing more than the other person? It's hard. You know, you can sit with a player and say, you need to do A, B, C, and D and improve in those areas. And you might improve in those areas, but it still might not earn you playing time because of the people that are in front of you. It really does matter who's in the gym. It also depends on who you're playing for. Hey, everybody, hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'm going to do a big shout out to our two other podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. I do talk about them often, but I don't give them a spotlight. They are great. High School Hoops talks weekly. We talk about kind of what you're going through. Like, we've been doing a lot of COVID right now because that's where we are and what happened with that and how we're reacting to it. And Teacher Side Gig is teachers kind of looking at themselves and how they can make a little extra money on the side. And it's just me giving back to a little bit to all the teachers out there that I know have to do that. So also subscribe and like this podcast and go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, let's head back to the podcast. The decision of playing time is based on a lot of different, it's the stats teacher in me, and a lot of different factors, right? And I think part of it, the breakdown is in communication. It's also the expectations and the unknown that they don't know if they're going to play. You know, maybe they're your seventh or eighth man, and so some one game they play more and one game they do not. Usually it's performance based. It's based on, you know, who's performing, who's doing the specific things. And it's hard because kids grow up, you know, being showered with ribbons, showered with affirmations. And, you know, And this is hard, you know, at the younger levels, you know, parents are around, parents are seeing practices, parents are seeing these things. And all of a sudden they get to the high school level in which they're playing against older people. They're having, you know, a freshman's competing against a senior, which is a huge difference. But I think as coaches, we have to empathize with that struggle. You know, we're asking them that aren't playing, to fit into an alignment of values that we have. And I think that's a difficult task for everyone, for players, for coaches, for everyone, you know, kind of moving forward. You know, everyone has individual interests, and we can agree with that or disagree with it, but it's true. The best teams kind of pivot and leverage those individual goals or roles into the team ones. So, you know, it's a limited resource and we understand that. So, you know, how you determine playing time, the more clear you can be about that, and letting the stakeholders know that if you miss practice, here's what's going to happen. If you miss a game, here's what's going to happen. If your grades aren't good, here's what's going to happen. If you aren't performing, you know, we do this with some of our long extended shooting drills. You know, kids want to shoot threes. Well, let's look at the statistics here of what you've done in practice. Let's look at statistics of what you've done in the game. And I think it's really important to communicate roles and playing time in a respectful, empathetic, honest manner to your players. Often we sugarcoat things, and I refer to it as truth or harmony, and I'm going to give them truth. I'm not going to necessarily give them harmony. I've talked about this before, but you know, they'll come in and say, you know, I'll ask the team, do you want truth or harmony? And they'll say, well, we want truth. I go, okay. Harmony would be, you guys had the best game ever played in the history of mankind. Truth is, we didn't do this. And I think one of the biggest things as coaches that we can do is we can support, we can empathize, we can be there for them, because it's not only difficult for the parents, it's difficult for the players. So I think us having empathy, us knowing that this is, you know, a difficult and a hard decision, is something as coaches that we can do a much better job of. So hopefully this helps. Let me know what you think. We love those 5-star reviews. I'm trying to give you some more individual thoughts and things as we kind of move through the summer here, but hopefully everyone's having a great and relaxing summer. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great Sports Social Podcast Network.